Lerner's ideal is the Israeli kibbutz, where even plucking chickens has transcendent meaning for the laborer. He pines for a way to recreate the sense of shared purpose people feel during a crisis like a flood or other natural disaster. Freedom for Lerner is reconceived in a Deweyan sense toward communal social construction, or as the Nazis said more pithily, work makes you free. Under the politics of meaning, all of society's institutions are wrapped around the state like sticks around a fascist blade. Every individual is responsible for maintaining not only his own ideological purity, but that of his fellow man. Lerner is, in effect, the ideologist of the liberal Gleichschaltung, the Nazi idea of coordinating every institution in society. This becomes apparent when he shifts to a discussion of how these reforms are to be implemented. Lerner writes that all government agencies and private businesses should issue annual ethical impact reports, which would assess their effect on the ethical, spiritual, and psychological well-being of our society and on the people who work in and with these institutions. His intent is arguably nicer, but is this really so different from the bureaucratization of ideological loyalty that required German businesses and institutions to constantly provide documentation showing their assertive loyalty to the spirit of the new era? Spiritual slackers in 21st century America would no doubt find such scrutiny fascistic, albeit in a very caring and nurturing way. Lerner believes it's the job of every profession, coordinating with the state, of course, to reflect on its own contribution to the spiritual and psychic health of the national Volksgemeinschaft. Such reflection, for example, has led some lawyers associated with the politics of meaning perspective to envision a second stage of trials, in which the adversary system is suspended and the focus is shifted to healing the problems and pain that the initial trial has uncovered in the community. This may sound a little silly to some ears, and it hardly seems to threaten a fascist coup, but if there is ever a fascist takeover in America, it will come not in the form of stormtroopers kicking down doors, but with lawyers and social workers saying, "I'm from the government, and I'm here to help." Oddly enough, Lerner vaguely comprehends his own ideology's relationship to fascism. In an ironic twist, he admits that he once could not understand why the European left had been unable to stem the popularity of the fascists. Fascist hatred of others was based on the degree to which they had come to believe, usually mistakenly, that the demeaned others had actually caused the breakdown of their communities of shared meaning and purpose. Lerner notes that many former liberals have now turned to the right to find the sense of community and meaning that liberals, social democrats, and the left always thought was irrelevant or necessarily reactionary. He writes that the 1990s are witnessing the rise of fascistic right-wing movements and that they can only be countered by his politics of meaning.